Morning Watch. Crystallization study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, week 5. Ezra, a priestly scribe, and the need for Ezras, those skilled in the word of God, Saturday. Related verses. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 2, 2 and 15. And the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman cutting straight the word of the truth. 2 John 2. For the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Ephesians 1, 22-23. And he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, girding up the loins of your mind and being sober, set your hope perfectly on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:1. This second letter, beloved, I now write to you. In them both, I stir up your sincere mind with a reminder. Related reading. It is not an easy task to be built up in the truth. You must study the Recovery Version text and every footnote. It is helpful to take care of the cross references. Then you need to study the life study messages. Consider the text of the Recovery Version with the footnotes and the life study messages as a textbook. Because this is my work, I know the nature of it. I am fellowshipping this with you to let you know the way our publications were written. If you merely read them in a light way, you cannot get into them. If you merely read the life studies without studying, you will receive only a temporary nourishment that will become only a kind of inspiration to you, like a vapor in the air. When what we read becomes a truth in our being, this nourishment remains forever. What I have received from the Lord is always the solid truth, so it remains in me, nourishing me all the time. You must have the truth. The only way for the truth to get into you is through your mentality. Then it remains in your memory. If you do not understand, the truth cannot get into you. The truth gets into you through your mentality, your understanding. Also, if the truth gets into your memory, it becomes a constant and long-term nourishment. Then you have an acclimation of the truth, and you are a person continually under the constant nourishment. You will then know how to present the truth to others, not merely to inspire them or to stir them up, but to make them solid and constituted with the truth. Most Christians, when reading the Bible, see only that it teaches people to be forbearing, patient, kind, righteous, and temperate. They consider this kind of teaching to be good and proper, and more or less the same as the teachings of the Chinese Confucianists. They are totally ignorant of the revelation in the Bible regarding God's economy and God's mysteries. For this reason, I have been encouraging all the saints in America and in Taiwan to spend 2 hours a day to study the Bible with the help of the life study messages. In this way, the entire New Testament can be read through in 4 years. I hope that all the young people will spend the time to do this. Then in 4 years, you will become excellent Bible teachers, able to present the New Testament clearly and logically to meet the Lord's great need in every place. A young person who is sloppy at age 15 will be a foolish person at age 18. However, if he is willing to study hard during high school, he can learn many things. If he continues with another 4 years of college, by age 22, he will be more enlightened inwardly and able to teach others. Today, those who have a college education are distinguished in society. Thus, even if you are no longer a young person, it would be best for you to go back to school to get a college education if possible. Otherwise, it will be difficult to convince others. An 18-year-old must study the Bible utilizing a more in-depth method, just as Solomon says that we should remember our Lord in the days of our youth. The young people must learn the highest truths while they are in their youth.